Let's take a look at case study one. You get online, you're saying, I want to be a professional finder. You search as is property, and you get some really bad looking properties and some potentially unsafe areas. You could see properties that are advertised for $5,000, $8,000, boarded up. And you could also find things that are in the $400,000, $500,000, $600,000 range, homeowners just saying, I don't want to fix anything, I'm selling it as is. As is always doesn't mean a bargain. It's just some people say, I don't want to fix anything, I'm going to sell it as is. My counsel to clients when we sell their homes at retail prices and they inherited the property and they said, you know, we're just going to sell it as is, they're actually inviting discounters to come look at it because your retail person says, well, I don't want to buy a house as is. I want to buy something that if I need to do a building inspection, I can discover it. In any case, a good place to start to get some experience conversing with people is as is properties. So let's say you get online and you go to Google or Yahoo or something like that, and you simply search as is. Or you get a data feed from a real estate agent, and the agent shows you how to single out properties that are being sold as is. All right. So let's say you come up with five properties, and you say, oh, this is great. What do I do now? What I have here is what I'll call a warm-up question that you would ask the property owner. Hello, this is Bob, whatever the case. I'm reaching out to you about the property for sale. And they might say, oh, that's sold, or how can I help you? Or they might say, which one? If you gave a specific address, hello, I'm calling about the property at ABC Street, they may simply say, oh, thanks for calling, that's sold. End of story. By changing your question to, hey, I'm reaching out about that property for sale, they may correct you and say, which one are you calling about? Now you know they have multiple properties. Oh, I'm calling about the one at 2322 XYZ Street. Can I ask you, it says as is in the advertisement. May I ask, do you have like a ballpark on the age of the roof and maybe the furnace, possibly? Do you know the age of those things? Now, if you ask them, I'm calling about 2322 XYZ Street, it said in the ad, it's being as is. Can I ask you the ballpark on the age of the roof and maybe the furnace? If you keep that question slower, where they can actually process it and listen, and you practice saying these questions like it's a play and you're going to the theater and you're going to be on your line, your opportunity. Remember, we want this to be a conversation, not an interrogation. So keep it friendly. Practice the question. You have very few lines here. And we want you to execute these lines. So make it interesting. Oh, you know what? I was calling about 2322 XYZ Street. May I ask you this? It said as is in the advertisement. May I ask you, do you have a ballpark or a range, like of the age of the roof and possibly the furnace? It gives them a chance to process your question and come back with something other than, no, I don't. You want them to talk with you. Because they may, having been doing this for quite a few years, if you ask somebody a question, oftentimes they'll start to volunteer information that you really want to get to because you were conversational and you weren't rude because they're so used to people being rude and obnoxious, impolite, and no empathy in any case. So while it's important to listen for those things, at this point, it's more important to begin the dialogue and see what the seller says. You respond with, great, thanks for sharing. We're actually looking for, I'd say, less than perfect property to purchase. Can I ask you how long the properties actually have been in the market? It's been a few days, for a few weeks. You know, how long has it been? Once again, you can see that I'm ad-libbing a little bit. I don't want just 2 days. I want to be able to say, can I ask you how long has the property actually been in the market? Is it a few days or a few weeks? If you ask in a certain way, they're going to give you a really snappy, short answer, and you're going, I'm going nowhere with this. If you ask like you're inviting a conversation response, you'll probably get one versus a short, rude response. So at this point, they may not actually answer the question you asked, but rather they might provide information that you're seeking. For example, they may at this point say, I appreciate you calling, but I got 4 offers on that. And, you know, you might say, okay, thanks, goodbye. No, actually, this is a great possibility. If there's 4 offers on it, there's a pretty good chance it was underpriced. I want you to imagine you asked me, Brian, to sell your car. And I tell you, I got 19 offers in a half hour on your car. I was probably too low in my asking. Or got 37 offers on your car. I was too low. So somebody says to you, oh, I've already got 4 offers. We probably want to jump in the fray. We want to be the highest bidder. Otherwise, we won't win. And or the close to the highest bidder and the most polite and most professional. But in order to win, sometimes you got to be the highest bidder. And as long as the numbers work, we'll buy the house, and you're the finder, and you get profit. So I would say keep the property log in front of you, the property acquisition log. The questions we just gave you are just the opening warm-up questions. Once it's going well, we want you to use the property acquisition log. That way, you can then, once you complete it, go to back to the website, which is Finders Keepers, yourlifestyleleap.com, Finders Keepers, /Finders Keepers, or foxfinancialrealty.com/Finders Keepers, one of those places, and go to the button that says, I found a possible flip. And yeah, I found a flip. Go to that, fill out the form, kind of register that property that you're kind of claiming, hey, I found it. And if we buy it, you're in line for a finder's fee, a 15% or whatever we've chatted with you about. So in any case, that's case study one. And my encouragement is listen to this quite a few times and then be so ready. I mean, what you're going to earn for just doing what you did, first of all, is very valuable to us. But we want you to be extremely effective finder. It's the best part-time job you can ever come up with. You don't have to leave your house, and you don't have to go look at these properties. You just have to gather the information. Now, if you look at the properties, you become probably more valuable to the team. Take somebody with you. Just, you know, be safe when you're looking at these properties. We don't always ask you to go look at them. But if you do, I would say take somebody with you. Make sure you're comfortable because you are meeting a stranger. And get more information when you go face-to-face. And you become more valuable to the team. And we may end up buying more and more of the properties directly from you. Anyways, thanks for listening. Practice those voice inflections, and you'll keep the dialogue flowing. Thanks.